You're listening to KNKX, and Preston Singletary is an internationally recognized blown glass artist who lives and works in Seattle. He uses his art to share the traditions of his Tlingit culture, but over the last few years, he's been working on another project as a way to communicate those native traditions, only this time, it's with music. And as 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve explains, it's a little funky.
Singletary's in a band called Kuich, along with people like saxophonist Skerrick, drummer Stanton Moore, even the legendary keyboard player Bernie Worrell took part before his death in 2016. Kuich is a Tlingit word, meaning potlatch.
It's a sharing of culture, it's a sharing of history, it's a sharing of music and dance and stories.
Singletary was a musician first and blown glass artist later. He started playing the piano at the age of 11.
And I was really attracted to Scott Joplin's music, and it was because of the complex rhythms.
He went on to learn how to play the bass and fell in love with rock, soul, and funk. All those influences helped create the band's sound. Two of the biggest, songs from his Native American background and funk.
I've always wanted it to be like, you know, the Native Parliament Funkadelic, where you've got like 15 people on stage and dancers and, you know, coming out with masks and costumes, and everybody has to be top of their ability, like virtuoso players.
And he pretty much got what he wanted.
Funk music embodies the best of soul, dance, jazz, rock, and even gospel music. And, you know, using those genres to, you know, and focus through this native lens, I think that it brings a new opportunity to innovate and create, you know, something new.
But creating something new isn't simple, especially when you're using traditional native songs to do it. The songs, dances, and objects used to record and perform belong to certain clans. Singletary says he had to ask permission of tribal elders to make this band a reality.
We knew that we should go back to the elders and ask, you know, tell them what we were up to and ask, is it okay if we use this song? We did get a lot of support for a few of the tracks, and there was certain clan songs that were maybe a little too sacred to actually use in sort of an entertainment context.
The songs from the band's first album aren't just riffing on traditional songs, though. One of the band's vocalists, Nahan, let the traditions inspire his storytelling.
Ha shagun has tu nach.
The lyrics to this song are all written out in the album's liner notes in Tlingit and translated into English. Part of the translation here, Nahan speaks people of the burnt house. This song is their work. A little of their words are in my possession. And this is another important piece to how Kuich shares culture. Singletary says the group is trying to preserve the Tlingit language.
Nahan actually, he can rhyme in Tlingit, so he does sort of a freestyle, both in English and Tlingit, which is really a very cool component of the group because it does kind of resonate with the youth, you know. And so we were hoping that this would be, you know, an opportunity for the youth to latch on to this.
The language is endangered, and Singletary says a handful of elders have tried over the last two decades to actually create a written form to help save it. He explains having a part in preserving his culture and language, it's incredible. But being able to bring all of this to a new audience, that's more than he could have hoped for.
We're trying to be like this entertaining funk group, but then all of a sudden, what's he singing? You know, it's like they don't realize that this is a 300-year-old song that's being reinterpreted. So there's something of that, the nature of that power. I didn't ever imagine that I'd be able to pull this off.
But with the help of some friends and support from tribal elders, he has. Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.
The band's new album, They Forgot, They Survived, comes out on triple vinyl on Wednesday. Details as well as songs from the band's first album are at knkx.org.
Denali.